see, we got anybody in here yet? Nobody came in, y'all. It's popping Getz. My man Getz in the building. We got some Illuminati stories, bedtime. Can y'all hear me clear? Y'all can hear me clear? Let me turn the microphone up. Hold up, y'all. Make sure y'all can hear me clearly, you feel me? Make sure y'all can hear me clearly. What's popping? Who up in here? So we got Guest 187, Noah Carrillo, Traquan Smith, salute. You know what I'm saying? Crystal Clear, Blue Bands, Seam, what's popping? Madison Williams, Parter, yo, what's popping? J-A-Y, Too Fresh, what's going on? Victoria St. Gerald. Mr. Good Burger, turn up the volume. I'm good now? Sound, Danklin says, sound is garbage. I'm working on it, Dank, my bad. Tammy said, Tammy Bean was popping. Tammy said, you're very low in volume, Jay. I got y'all right now. Let me just set this thing up. Oh, they said better. All right, okay, there we go. All right. Brian Patterson, Dawn Prototype, CR7 King. Make sure this is juicy. I'm a nap to this. I bet. So we got some Illuminati files to show y'all. Now I got some other stuff I could talk about, but I figured we're gonna talk about the Met Gala. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do a little recap. Now somebody did a video, so I'm gonna just give my synopsis on it. You know what I mean? And somebody has sent me this. I don't know if this is real or not, but they said Jerry Springer left his estate to his black kids. I don't know if that's real or not, though. Because when I watched it, I was like, I don't know. But we're going to play that, too. Might as well. He said, play that intro beat, too. Slapping. All right, I got you before the live, and I'm going to definitely play that for y'all. Yo, Jay, coming in from Lorain, Ohio, Cleveland. Oh, okay. All right. Salute to Ohio, man. Hope all is well. God bless, Jay. Salute to you. Thank you, David Orona, man. Appreciate you, dog. Sharon Stevenson. Steven. Hey, Jay, now I can hear you loud and clear. I bet. All right, so let's get to this video real quick, y'all. We're going to get to this video. Let me know if y'all can hear it. You know what I'm saying? Let me know if y'all can hear the sound correctly. Okay, let's see. Illuminati founded May 1st, 1776, in Ingolstadt, Germany. Ingolstadt, Germany.
The biggest stars in the world are out in full
force. May 1st. Oh, okay. That makes sense. They do the Met Gala on May 1st. Now that makes sense. And nobody's ever saw what they actually do in these Met Galas. You know what I'm saying? Nobody.
Force on Met Gala Monday. From wild transformations on the Met steps to the celebs you didn't even recognize.
This year's Met Gala honors an outspoken designer with a massive legacy in the fashion industry. Karl Lagerfeld died in 2019 at the age of 85, served as the creative director of Chanel for more than 30 years, and designed...
Red and black Illuminati. Okay, yeah, because the thing is going through it.
For brands like Fendi and Balmain, despite being a...
Yo, and I just found out that them logos on them designer clothes, all of that stuff is stolen too.
Controversial figure within the industry. He also helped put some of the world's fiercest fashion models on the map. Think
Transformers and Decepticons. Bruh. I'm going to just tell y'all this now, man. We live in this world where you don't even know. You can't tell. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell. Nowadays, you got to listen, shorty. If you ain't got no FUPA, all right? I need to see a FUPA. So I apologize. I'm telling y'all my personal business. But if you got to have something that...
Linda Evangelista and Claudia Schiffer. And more recently, Cara Delevingne and Bella Hadid. In addition to models, the designer worked with countless celebrities, including Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Beware of demons and skin suits.
So how could celebs remember his contributions to the fashion world on the red carpet tonight? Perhaps by copying his signature style. We could see stars pay tribute to the icon's uniform, which through the years included leather gloves, dark sunglasses.
And pay attention how all of these people that they just showed, they wearing all black. Every picture that I've seen, because a couple years ago, I remember they was doing the Met Gala, and then the theme was red. Now, I guess this year the theme is black. So you see a lot of people wearing either all white or all black or black and white, right? But this is what I'm saying, like these people are all associated with this shit. Nobody has ever seen no footage inside of these parties, mind y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. Oh, Blue Band said he look fake. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he do look kind of fake. You know what I'm saying? Vigilante Williams said, robots in the sky. Yo, son. I could show y'all some shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to show y'all after this. It's a trans... All right, I'm going to say it like this. And I don't like to be... It's to the point where I'm tired of talking about these people, right? Because I don't want to offend nobody, right? But then, it's a video that I saw that disturbed me. Hopefully YouTube don't get mad. But it's a woman, right? She went through the process of becoming a man, and then she's trying to convince he's trying to convince his son that he's a man. If that even makes sense. You feel me? Like this sick ass.
And tailored white shirts. Celebrities may also choose.
Oh, Dinkler said, talk about fake yams. Yeah, fake yams is no good, y'all. Don't mess with that. A lot of them girls is getting refunds. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can get that shit in Brooklyn. You go down to a basement in Brooklyn and they just put, the stuff that you put around the bathroom. They put that shit right in your ass. You know what I'm saying? It costs like $1,500, I heard.
Choose to go big tonight, as dramatic ball gowns and bridal couture were among the styles he was known to send down the runway. Though he was also never afraid to make a statement.
Black and white.
We could see celebs honor Carl by mirroring the zeitgeist.
Look at the narrow cross, y'all. Look at the narrow cross. I told y'all about this shit right here, right? This is the narrow cross. This is satanic. This cross right here is satanic.
Diced with their fashion choices from politics to pop culture.
Here are our favorite jaw-dropping looks.
Look at this move.
Of fashion's biggest night.
Our children.
Transformation of man hidden in plain sight. Audio Celine Dion ad November 2018. Oh shit.
They are not really our children, as we are all just links in a never-ending chain that is life. For us, they are everything. But in reality, we are only a fraction of their universe. We miss the past. They dream of tomorrow. We may thrust them forward into the future, but the course will always be theirs to choose.
Now, did y'all hear what she just said? They gonna force, and she, mind you, she walked past the babies as she said, they gonna force, which is what we seeing today. Let me rewind it for y'all.
Past, they dream of tomorrow. We may thrust them forward into the future,
thrust,
but the course
forward
will always be theirs to choose.
That free will, y'all. Look, Cardi B in all black too. I told y'all this yesterday. It ain't even about us no more. They don't care. They want to push this on the kids because it's bigger than rappers and celebrities, y'all. It's bigger than that. You get what I'm saying? It's bigger than that. Like, 20 years from now, right? This is going to, the population is going to decrease so much that it's going to be a small percentage of people on this earth, because now you're going to have trans humans, trans beings, trans this, like transgenders. Everybody is going to basically like leave them old, their old self behind, because this new shit that's coming along with the AI, it's going to be a soulless society. Everybody's just going to be brain dead, basically following the structure of whatever they want you to do. There won't be, there won't be no getting out of line. You won't, none of that shit. They're all going to, everybody's going to follow a structure. AMJ said, I don't care what they do, but keep the children out of it. This is what I'm saying. Like, in 20 years, though, it's going to be to the point where the kids are going to, the kids that are kids now, when they become adults, they're going to be involved in this type of nonsense. Sad to say, if you got a newborn out there right now, when they turn 20 years old, God willing, if you're still on this earth, you're gonna see a lot of shit. And it's gonna be like how it is now, where you can't chastise your kid or put them in place or do anything, because now that's considered child abuse, right? So if you tell your kid, I don't approve of you being, you know, with the same sex, it's, you're gonna be looked down upon. You understand what I'm saying? Look, the cops came in. What you doing?
I can't believe they called security. I mean, oh, come on, I'm Celine Dion. I'm not spending the night in jail. Holy shit. Relax, easy. I'm Celine Dion.
Yeah, girl, and I'm Beyonce.
I'm calling my agent.
The artist was also a master of marketing, and that can mean we see his famed logos on the Met carpet in one way or another. These famous interlocking C's became Chanel's logo.
Okay, let's get it. Now we get into it. CC equals 33. Masonic code for 33. Oh, because C is the third letter of the alphabet. Yo, that's a good point. So now, damn, this shit was all connected. So Chanel is a part, yeah.
Logo under Carl's leadership.
Oh, okay, we got some info here. Okay, let's see. I told y'all about this right here, the Volva sign. Look, the Volva sign, the V and all that, this all come from the Priory of Sion, man. So it says the primary tantric sexual object of worship was the yoni. Y'all know them girls out there with that yoni steam? Some of y'all girls out there with that yoni steam? That shit dry out your box, I heard, too. I don't know if that's true. I never smashed a chick that used yoni steam. But I heard that it dry out your box crazy like a desert, all right? So also known as the female delta. You know what I'm saying? When you see them throwing up this, I don't do all of that, but that's what that sign is, the delta sign. The vulva or the female sex organs. Double pointed oval. Yup. So now when you see them, all of this shit, the fish, the pearly gate. Various symbols have been used throughout history to represent the source of life energy known as the yoni. See, listen, this is what I be saying. A lot of these people, right? I think that they know that they playing with some fuck shit, right? But they just do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because I told y'all this before, the negative shit is more seductive than being positive. It's easy for you to just, you know what I'm saying, get down with this nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, oh, well, if I do it, then I can get rich. The primitive ceremony of baptismal rebirth often involved being drawn bodily through the giant yoni. Those who underwent this ceremony were called born again. Yoni steam. Some of the chicks that, some of y'all chicks, y'all like that yoni steam, right? Y'all drink that yoni tea and all of that shit. Inviting spirits in your house and in your body. Then you wonder why you're crazy. Uh-oh. Visca piscis. We all know this, right? Talked about this 2 years ago. The visca piscis. This is crazy. Who is their master? Look at this, y'all. MasterCard. This is the same thing as the Chanel logo, if you look at it. Who is their master? MasterCard. The visca piscis is a symbol of the goddess and divine feminine. The truth is hidden in plain sight. Y'all know who the divine feminine is, right? That's Ishtar and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Look at this. Oh, wow. Okay. So you got Chanel here. I just said that. And you got Gucci that do the same symbol. But the only thing they do is they don't connect it. But it's the same thing. Then you got Audi right here. With the viscous. Oh, man, I ain't never see this. Cool cigarettes. Some of y'all OGs out there be smoking cool cigarettes. This shit is all connected. ISIS, I don't know what this company is. It says International Species Information System. That sounds crazy.
On the main phone.
Tazzy Taz said, Poom Poom got cotton mouth, yo. That shit is great. That shit is crazy. You gotta dump her in the pool or something.
Focuses of this video will be me trying to show this elitist group, these Illuminati, how they put their religious beliefs.
AMJ267 said Audi is 666. All I know is the four symbols in the Audi.
Directly into.
And yeah, same exactly. All those companies are thriving too. This is what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was saying it's easy for people to get down with this because then they think, oh, I could be rich and famous. But yo, you inviting some shit into your, you know what I'm saying?
To pop culture through movies, video games, and things like that. And, you know, I want to explain a little bit what their belief system is so that you can recognize it and see what it is, because it's a religion. It's their belief system. And just like any other religion or belief system, it can be evaluated and critiqued. Esoteric. It's hidden knowledge. They keep it secret for just this reason.
This is what I'm saying, y'all. This shit...
To avoid it being utterly refuted. Because when someone takes their crazy religious beliefs, like Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses, and they take them out into the public, what happens? Over a period of time, people just come along, you know, that have their own belief system, and they look at that, and they say, well, this part of it is just irrational, doesn't make sense.
Yo, and didn't I say this? I said this in the video I did about the revelations. Now you got all of these people, right? It's so crazy, and I'm gonna keep playing the video, but you got people that pick up these doctrines, right? Because, like he just said, they see flaws in their original belief system. And then they might hear a YouTube video where somebody might say, yeah, this is that and the third. And then with Google now, you could look up everything, right? But what they're doing is, all of this was designed from the beginning. These religions were put in place, right? And they were purposely, because I got a video I'm working on for Patreon, and all of this shit is connected. It's crazy. But they purposely put like contradictions in all of these religions, right? So they can bring in the new world agenda. You get what I'm saying? So now people are gonna be more accepting of the fuckery because they didn't already proved it to be wrong. You don't think the same people, look, let's analyze this. The same people that wrote the Bible is the same motherfuckers that's putting the information on Google, man. You understand what I'm saying? So now, if they really wanted to keep it a secret, we wouldn't have found it. Let's just be clear here. We would not find none of this stuff. So they know exactly how to do this. Everything is structured this way. You understand? Everything is structured this way. I can't say it's nothing we could do about it, but they got a plan to bring in this new Antichrist, man. And all of these things that they got involved here.
And the same thing can be done with the Illuminati and their religious beliefs.
Stop it real quick, because this is a Hollywood movie. You know what I'm saying? This is a Hollywood movie.
We can be partners and go for the big prize.
See, that's how they always do. They want you to get down with this BS. I gotta keep stopping it because it's a movie.
It's an incredible dream. An awesome power. Could set right so many wrongs.
Tazzy Taz said a good point too. He said, yeah, have you chasing your tail? Now think about the viscous piscus though, Tazzy Taz. How it's in the Ouroboros too. How it's a infinity circle, right? The infinity circle and you chasing the snake chasing his tail. All of this shit is connected, dog. All of this shit is connected. This is why I'm saying, when they want to bring in this shit right here that we watching. People are just gonna be like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They, especially if they issue out a PSA where they say, hey, listen, if you want to survive this next crisis, you need to get down with this. A lot of people gonna be getting down with it.
It's always secretive, hidden, esoteric, the way that they do things. It's, you know, it's sneaky, even. And like I was saying, there's a few reasons for why they do that. One is so that no one can critique what they're saying. And then even when you do critique it, people think you're a madman because you're seeing these things in movies or whatever content they're putting in. Yeah. And another reason for keeping it hidden and secret.
This is Eric Fromm. He said, it is the fully sane person who feels isolated in the insane society. I know some of y'all know what that feel like. You know, when I did call-ins, a lot of people would call in and be like, yo, you know, it's like I'm trying to tell my family about this shit, and they look at me like I'm crazy. You ain't crazy. It's just other people can't see it. Other people can't see it. You know what I'm saying? And you can't force them to see it. You know, I was having a conversation with my people yesterday and they was like, yo, you gotta understand, some people are just unique. You know what I'm saying? They just chosen by God to understand right from wrong. Some people just don't have the brains to think that deep.
It is their ego. They think that they're special. They're the illuminated ones, the enlightened ones. Yo. Even while I'm recording this, I'm using like quotation fingers. But they take great pride in the fact that they have this special knowledge. And for people outside, it makes it more appealing, actually, when it's this mystery and this secret that you get to know.
Taz, he said, yo, bro, I know you seen the Hulu commercial when Alec Baldwin admitted they're aliens. Nah, I didn't see that. I ain't see that, dog. I ain't see that. Alec Baldwin did that? He need to give up that damn Russ movie, though. He need to stop messing with that. It's some shit with that movie or show, whatever they doing. That shit got blood all over it. And Nelson said, Ursh's mom had on an infinity necklace. The snake one. Bruh.
In fact,
he's showing this damn movie. That shit gonna get me striped.
That it's utter nonsense. You know that.
All right, let's go a little.
It almost.
I had to skip that.
And it almost overrides the fact that it's utter nonsense, you know, that everything that they're saying is completely irrational. It overrides that, the fact that it's this hidden...
And that looked like Julia Roberts or whatever her name is. You know what I'm saying? Got these weird masks on at these freaky deaky parties. You know what I'm saying?
Secret that you get to know. Let me define dualism really quick in the way that they believe it.
Talk
it
about
means
that
the
duality.
Equality of opposites. And not only that, it also means that the existence of one thing hinges upon the existence of its opposite. So it's almost like the two opposites are one whole. You can't have one without the other. Like, you always hear them saying things like, you can't have good without evil, or you can't have light without dark. And so, like, the yin and the yang would be...
But we already know that this world has a balance, even if you want to go to biblical terms, right? God gave man free will to choose. You want to do this or do that? The first people that they say were in the Garden of Eden, right? They was basically able to decide whether they wanted to take that bullshit knowledge that the serpent offered them, right? Which I can go into details about, but I won't. You know what I'm saying? That shit is all come from the yo. This shit is so crazy, dog. It's like when your eyes open up, cause this shit that I just saw, man, I can't play it on here, cause it's low key a movie type shit. But this shit I just saw, man, it fucked my head up, dog. I was like, dog. Yo.
A perfect representation of that. You have these two opposites that form one
just
whole,
you think,
and
yo,
that's how they view
that
reality.
Black Swan.
I had the craziest dream last night. I was dancing the White Swan. It was different choreography, though. It was more like the Bolshoi's.
Duality mirror images. I told you about the mirrors. So when I talk about mirrors, right, and I said the other day, I was like, you know, I know the concept behind mirrors and shit. Mirrors are basically portals. You know what I'm saying? This is why the spirit of vanity is so bad, because mirrors are portals. It's if you break, like, cause some people mess with mirrors and shit, to conjure up shit. But if you break a mirror and you messing with certain shit, that spirit gonna stay there wherever you broke it at. And then you gotta move from your crib. So whatever shit that they do in Hollywood, if they break a mirror and you watching that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when they put these weird ass shit in these songs and all of this shit. The same thing. You know, that stuff travels, man. You know, these are spiritual beings that travel, man. You know, so
when Rothbart casts a spell.
I don't know what this is about, but it's...
Most people who get into studying this kind of topic with the whole Illuminati and the many facets of that have already noticed these dualistic portrayals in the content that they're making. Yep. And I would say it goes beyond that. It's not just about the traditional dualism that most people are thinking about. It's not just about equality of opposites. It's not just about opposites balancing one another out. No, it goes beyond that. So what they believe is kind of like the Hegelian dialectic. So in the Hegelian dialectic, you have the thesis, and you have its antithesis. So you have something, and then its opposite, essentially. But then in the Hegelian dialectic, it doesn't stop there. Those don't just sit there opposed to each other. In the Hegelian dialectic, you merge the two, the thesis and the antithesis, and you achieve synthesis from that. It's like you take the two opposites, you combine them and merge them into one. And don't get me wrong here, this isn't like the yin-yang, where you have, you know, the white side and the black side, and there's a little bit of the yin in the yangs, or a little bit...
That balance. So this is why when you see rappers, right, they go out and they put all of this fuckery in their music, right? And then they go out on Thanksgiving and hand out turkeys. Because you gotta balance that out with good deeds. That's how they think that it's... This is all... This shit is crazy.
The yang and the yin. No, what they're talking about is actually commingling all of it. They would take the white side and the black side and just completely amalgamate all of it into one, so that you would almost have like a gray circle, and that's all that would be left. They're not talking about the balancing of opposites. They're talking about taking opposites and making them into one new whole. So that's the difference between your traditional dualism and what they're...
J.A.Y. Too Fresh said, being woke is terrifying for real. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When you start to realize a lot of this shit, dog, you can't look at life the same no more.
Teaching. And they call this the great work. Aleister Crowley taught this, and the people that influenced him and all kinds of people in the occult have been teaching this for a long time. That essentially, and here's the big kicker, the thing that they won't tell you, they believe that when you finish this great work, and what the great work is combining and merging, synthesizing all opposites into one whole, and they believe that when you complete this great work, that you'll achieve apotheosis, that man will become God. And even that in and of itself is the same dualism that we were just talking about.
So it says in Genesis 3:5, you will be like God. So when y'all be in the comments or calling the show, talk about yo, we are gods and goddesses. That's combining the two.
God and man are complete opposites, and that's what they're trying to achieve with the great work. They're trying to merge the two and make them one.
You know, oh, sometimes what you leave out of the story.
Look, I just said that.
They believe that when you complete this great work, that you'll achieve apotheosis, that man will become God. And even that in and of itself is the same dualism that we were just talking about. God and man are complete opposites, and that's what they're trying to achieve with the great work. They're trying to merge the two and make them one.
You know,
all of this transhumanism shit, making people like immortal and all of this shit, dog, I'm trying to tell you, you know, I'm trying to tell you, man, this is gonna be a different ball game.
You know what? Sometimes what you leave out of a story is even more interesting than what you leave in. That happened when we were in Oxford, Maryland. Learned that the pride of that old town was one Robert Morris Jr., the financier of the American Revolution. Years ago, we used to go down to the county library and get a...
Blue Band said, I can't with the motherfuckers that say we are gods and shit for real. It's... Those... The people that think like that, right, are usually into... creating their world around them. So if they, you know what I'm talking about? If they into that type of shit, you get what I'm saying? Broom riders and shit. And the way that they feel that they gods, this is the only, I said this, right? The only religion that does not believe in a supreme being or a creator or the Most High or God, right, is paganism. Well, not paganism, but witchcraft, because they create that. They don't have no God. They create the elements using, you know what I'm saying, the chakras and all of that shit. So
a picture of a bird like that, but now we just use the internet. That's where I found this picture here.
Look.
Now the caption said it was a shot of the Greek god Mercury handing a bag of loot to Robert Morris, the financier of the American Revolution. Well, it's just a tiny part of a much bigger picture called the Apotheosis of Washington. Now, apotheosis is a Greek word that means to make divine. In other words, this painting shows George Washington becoming a god.
Whoa. So they already, wait a minute, hold on. I gotta go back, y'all, my bad. Thank y'all for whoever's hitting the like button and all that good shit. I appreciate y'all, man. Hold on, let me go back a little bit. And then there go that Condatius shit right here. That be in the hospital, the snake crawling up the stick.
Well, that's just a tiny part of a much bigger picture called the Apotheosis of Washington. Now, apotheosis is a Greek word that means to make divine. In other words, this painting shows George Washington becoming a god. Now, I never knew that happened. But there it is for all to see, painted under the most famous dome in the whole country, maybe the whole world, the United States Capitol. Now, the most interesting part of this particular...
Look how it's shaped, though. It's shaped in a triangle. This is not a circle. It's shaped in a triangle. Wow, look at this.
Killer heaven are the folks that live in it. Now, you'd expect to see Moses and Abraham and Ezekiel and that crowd hanging around.
Right.
But not a single fella from the Bible's up there.
Yo.
Now, Minerva, the Roman goddess of crafts and wisdom, is shown delivering an electrical generator and batteries and a printing press to Benjamin Franklin.
Prometheus. Look at this. Look, y'all. Look. He's delivering technology to Benjamin Franklin.
Now, Minerva.
He already then said all of them pictures and shit, that's them paintings that's in the White House is all demonic people. They ain't. That's not none of them from the Bible.
Minerva, the Roman goddess of crafts and wisdom, is shown delivering an electrical generator and batteries and a printing press to Benjamin Franklin, Samuel Morris, and Robert Fulton.
Look.
And Neptune, the Roman sea god, and Venus, the goddess of love, are showing helping to lay the transatlantic telegraph.
Y'all know who Venus is? Venus is Ishtar. Look, what's popping? Say a salute to Nasir, Brian Patterson, M. Goodburger. Mr. Goodburger, David Orona, Sky Melvin, what's poppin'? Joey Gouda in the house, what's good?
Graph Cable, I bet you they were a big help. Now there's some other gods, but not a single prophet, apostle, or even a lower archangel.
Look.
In the whole 4,500 square feet.
Look, see?
All I know is what I read on the internet, but you hear a lot of talk these days about the religious beliefs of our...
This, the Knights Templar right here. This the Knights Templar flag right here. These people are connected to the Ku Klux Klan and Christianity. You understand? When you want to find out where the Bible came from and Christianity, it came from the Knights Templars, which are the Ku Klux Klan, and then they went into Christianity. You know what I'm saying? They created their own chapter in religion, and they forced it on humanity because these are the people that are in control of our finances, our banking systems, all of this shit, right? So it would only make sense that we practice their religion, right? It would only make sense, you know?
Our founding fathers. Now, those boys may have been as devout as saints. We'll never know. One thing's for sure, you'd never tell by looking at Capitol Dome.
Look, see?
Charles Paparella, WBOC News.
That shit way up at the ceiling, too, on purpose.
The Washington Monument is one of the most well-known monuments in the country. But while the monument itself may be well-known, there's a lot more to this obelisk than meets the eye.
Yep.
Today,
Obelisk, a.k.a. Osiris's Willy, male part, Egyptian Babylonian architecture.
We take a look at the secrets of the Washington Monument. Starting off with one of the more visually striking details of the monument, its shape. The Washington Monument is built in the shape of an ancient Egyptian obelisk. The original is...
Now, I see it said, and they took the Book of Enoch out. They don't want to listen. It's some truth in that book, bro. I'm going to tell you that now. It's some truth in that book. In the Book of Enoch, there's some truth there. And it's gone for a reason. I'll just say that. Yeah, PLC Crank said they hijacked Christianity. Well... All right, so yeah, but they still were under a European structure. Those people, and no offense to any people that are Caucasian, but they came from Europe. You know what I'm saying? And they basically snatched the land, and then when they snatched the land, they imposed their beliefs on the people there because. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they had more. Maybe they was, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Lions Welp said, followers of Christ. Hey, I'm not knocking what y'all believe in. I don't bash Christians. I don't bash Muslims. Whatever makes you righteous, I'm going to tell you that again. Whatever makes you righteous, I don't care if you're a Jehovah's Witness, I don't care what you're into. You practice Buddhism, I don't care what you're into. Even if you're onto some bullshit, I don't care. But what I do tell y'all all the time is pay attention to the small details. A lot of this stuff is...
Zion called for a slightly taller centerpiece at 600 feet versus the final 500.
I talked about this already. Yeah, it's 6,666 inches in the air. Or 6,660 inches. You know what I'm saying? I talked about this already.
And for 30 columns, each 100 feet tall, to circle the base of the monument.
Yep.
This design was created by Robert Mills in response...
And look at this. This is the whole concept of the clock. You see this? This is the concept of the clock. But then Pete and the Visca Piscis, right? There's this right here, these two lines going around, which symbolizes the fish, right? I just showed y'all about the fish, right? You see this? And then the circle inside of it is the eye. So all of this shit has energy surrounding it. All of this stuff has energy surrounding it. You get what I'm saying? And this is where, like I said, the concept of the clock come from. All of this stuff is perverted, man. Everything is perverted.
...onto a decade-long search by the Washington National Monument Society for something to honor the former president that would be unparalleled in the world. While the project was far from fully funded, construction began in 1848. The cornerstone, laid on July 4th of that year, is actually an impressive time capsule. In it is a Bible presented by the Bible Society representing George Washington's faith. Other items placed in the...
Hey yo, Mike Drop said, we are not Christians nor Muslim, we are Israel. Okay, now, can you go and Google a picture of Israeli people and tell me, I don't know what your race is, but tell me, do you look like... If you look like me, do you look like those people that's Israeli? I just want to know this.
A recess of stone include copies of the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence, several depictions of the design of the monument itself, several important books, and the 1840 U.S. Census. In total, more than 20 different items were placed in the cornerstone of the Washington Monument, where they remain to this day.
Look, see?
The monument reached a height of 156 feet, over a quarter of the way done, when a change in leadership at the Washington National Monument Society led to many substantial...
Salute to my man Isaiah Johnson, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, dog. You know what I'm saying? You a real one for that. Thank you, man. Thank you. My man Zay. I ain't mean to say your government, man. My man Zay, man, thank you, bro.
Potential donors abandoning the project. While attempts to restart the construction with federal funding were made, the nation was focused on bigger problems at the time.
Jay, keep doing
specifically
your thing.
The Civil War. But finally, after sitting dormant for over two decades, construction finally resumed on the monument to the first president with funding from Congress and construction led by U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This decades-long halt in the project is what causes the different colors seen on the outside of the monument today.
Wow.
Finally, almost four decades from the laying of the cornerstone, the Washington Monument was dedicated on February 21st, 1885, and opened to the public for the first time in 1886. The original steam-driven elevator used during construction was replaced with an electric one in 1901. Finally, in 1933...
So they put an electric elevator in 1901? Yo, elevators, let me see something. Elevators wasn't even around then, man. Did anybody know when elevators came around? Okay, Skyrocket777 said, I think he trying to say we are the original Israelites, Black American Indian people, God's children. Okay, and then he said, they are not the true Israelites. They are not the true Israelites. Those Israelites are, Tino Nico said, those Israelites are Amalekites. So they jacked the Israelites from black people. That's what you're saying? Mic drop, that's what you're saying? They jacked it from black people? Cause I don't know. They always somebody tell them. One day they say we came from Africa. Next day we Israelites. You know what I'm saying? But all I know is that Indian people, they say they Hindu or they Sikh or, you know, Pakistani. They know. You know, I don't need nobody to tell me where I come from, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody. Yo, what up, Jay? What's poppin'? Yeah, what's poppin'? Oh, yeah, he in the... All right, what's poppin', man? You know what I'm saying? I see you, dog. You know what I mean? Appreciate you, Isaiah. Thank you, brother, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, man. Malia, what's poppin', love? What's going on? It's my boo, Malia, in the building. They children on Esau who stole the land. All right, let's get off of that.
The Washington Monument became a unit of the National Park Service. At the time it was completed, the Washington Monument held the record for tallest structure in the world.
Wow. Look, here go the snake. Let's let this play.
Vasem, Ebnaeus Hawk. Are you ready to give up who you once thought you were?
I am.
Look, see, now, we were just talking about this, right? Now, these people here, y'all say these people stole the name or the land, because they still there. I don't see how they could steal the land and not still be, and we not still there. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm saying.
Ready to sacrifice everything you held close.
Because I'm going to be honest, I don't look like these people. I don't look, the people that be at the gas station and the liquor stores and all that shit, we might have the same skin complexion, but I don't look like them. I don't look like them. Look, Artifact said black people come from Jacob, Benjamin, or... I don't know. Black people came from God and Jude. Black people came from Gad and Judah. I don't know. Y'all going Hebrew Israelite crazy in the comments. I fuck with y'all though. Oh, say Artifact say you ever heard of immigration? I don't just like. Let me just be honest with y'all. Niggas ain't moving from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, it's bad enough we let gentrification take over, but, you know, the hood's always the hood, man. You know what I'm saying? Until it ain't the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? So they said, no, Malia said, no, you're handsome, Jay. Thank you, boo. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, boo. Shit. What you doing today? You know what I'm saying? They the 13th tribe. They the 13th tribe. So they came down the line, right? That's what you mean, Lion, as well? What does all that matter when you think you're black in America?
Yeah.
I told y'all, we'll never get over that shit. Talking about that real quick. All right, they show a movie of this shit, man. That
resemble Path of Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
Get to it, man. Supreme Court of Israel. Oh, here we go. Redirected.
We are living in an art...
I told y'all about them vortexes, though. They be having money vortexes on a lot of these buildings, man. Them pyramids and shit. And now what I truly believe is they go and get their energy, right? Like, you know that building in Vegas? It's a building in Vegas that's shaped with the pyramid, right? It's shaped as the pyramid. I don't know what it's called, but it's a building in Vegas that's shaped like this, right? And then the thing, this is where Tupac got shot at. It's a building. And then there's a pyramid, and then there's a light that beams straight up from the top of it. That all of this shit is connected, yo. All of this shit is connected.
Artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, these signals being sent through...
Yeah, okay, y'all saying the Luxor building. Okay, Malia said the MGM building. It's one of those, but there's a beam that flies, that comes from the top. And what I truly believe is that's what this shit is all about. There's an energy inside of the shit. You know what I'm saying? There's an energy inside of it. So when these buildings... Like, you wouldn't know, to the average person, you wouldn't know unless you really paid attention to it. But the structure of houses, all of that shit has a lot to do with this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I can go into detail, but...
He's giving me a headache.
Yeah, tell me about it.
See?
It took the hackers months to figure out how to do this.
The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. They have created a repressive society, and we are their unwitting accomplices.
Yo.
Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain.
Brian Patterson says a pyramid in Memphis too. Yeah, if you can, brother man, email me that, man, because I'm going to look it up. But I saw a video a couple weeks ago of a guy. He was walking on some trail shit, and he found the pyramid in the woods somewhere. But he was like in Scotland or some shit. He was like, look, y'all, I found this pyramid. And the shit looked crazy. It was just sitting there. And... It was in the mountains, in the woods or some shit, man. Oh, okay. Queen Lolita said, I stayed there and it's the Luxor. The Luxor is on Egypt. Wow. Yo, Brian Patterson, that's another thing. I just found out Memphis is an Egyptian, it's an Egyptian place. It's somewhere in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I ain't, let's keep it moving on that. Let's keep it moving.
Please understand, they are safe as long as they are not discovered. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep,
that movie, they live,
keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
What's poppin', Dog Slim Pump? What's poppin'? Man confused. Skyrocket 777 said, man confused us, not the devil. Man confused us, not the devil. Man confused us, not the devil. So I'm trying to understand. Are you saying that the devil is good? Because I see you got the 777 on your name. You with that shit? I just want to know. You could, you know, just put a one or two in the chat if you with that. Because you saying that man confused us. You blaming it on mankind, but you not blaming it on the devil. But who do you think brought them the knowledge? I just told y'all about Prometheus, right? Prometheus brought man, you know what I'm saying? Prometheus brought man technology. Man didn't go to him. Adam and Eve in the garden, right? Adam and Eve in the garden. They was led by the snake, the serpent, right? You know what I'm saying? You know about demons and angels, right? What y'all talking about? Come see signs and wonders out of this world. Yeah, she ain't typed back. She left. She you know what I'm saying? She didn't type back. I don't know. She said, okay. She said, or he said, I don't know. I don't believe in the devil as a person. I was commenting to another person. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Skyrocket. I didn't mean to single you out. I was just trying to figure something out. All right. Oh, okay. He said, I'm going to keep it going. He said, Atlanta since 82 said, do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in the quarrels and fights about obedience to Jewish laws. These things are useless and a waste of time. Titus 3:9. Yeah, that's a fact. Bianca said, eh. She said, eh. What's popping, Bianca? Eh. You know what I'm saying? 777, she got it from Crowley. Yeah, Crowley was on that 777 shit. I talked about all of that. The 444, You know, people ask me about meditation. There's a book on Aleister Crowley did about meditation, which is actually the book of 444. That book is like $1,000. You know what I'm saying? I was going to get it to read it and then, you know, try to break down the meditation shit, but I'm not paying $1,000 for that book. The snake is the skin. All right. What's this? All I see is the duality shit. You got this bitch hopping the skin. They are the same person. Son. Oh, the sun child. The Immaculate Conception, the sun. You seen that shit growing in her stomach? Jay, can you get that book for free as a PDF? No, you can't. I looked it up. You can't find that shit. I was gonna break down the concept of meditation and stuff. But the book is like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that shit is like $1,000, son. And then you say, well, damn, if meditation is bad, what is good? That's the whole point I'm trying to explain to y'all. All of this shit is connected. You get what I'm saying? All of this shit is connected. Like, the stuff that I've been reviewing lately, I'm just like, damn. Like, it just fuck your head up, man. Like, I don't know, man. This shit just, you know.
So 9/11 was the beginning of this march across America in the symbolic sense of the Silver Gate here. The intentional joining of the Gemini twins, which I pointed out before Gemini. Over and over again, the Kelly brothers represent the Gemini twins of NASA. The two brothers represent the Gemini twins and their ceremonies that they do between one being on the earth and one being in heaven, the joining of heaven.
Malia said, can you maybe check it out at a local library? I highly doubt they got that book in there, Malia. I highly doubt that they got that Aleister Crowley book in there. But the book, if you guys want to look it up, the book is Aleister Crowley's book 444 law book. Let me see if I can find it in here. Let me see. I'm going to show y'all real quick. But I looked it up and I was like, damn, I'm not paying $1,000 for no book, son. That's a dub, my nigga. I wanted to talk about it, but oh, here you go. So look, this is about, I'm gonna show y'all real quick. I don't know if y'all can see. Let's put it closer. So this is the book that I'm talking about, y'all. And, the price went down. So it's $275 now. But it's called Book, Aleister Crowley's Book 4. 444, Meditation and Magic. Y'all see it? Can y'all see? I don't know if I got to bring it closer. Meditation and Magic, Aleister Crowley's 444 book. So when you talk about Jay-Z, 444 and all that shit, and all that bullshit, right? These niggas be on that Aleister Crowley shit, man. I don't know if y'all seen it or not. You know what I'm saying? Y'all saw it? Yeah, Biblio has it for $275. I just saw that. But it's like with Biblio, some people sell their book. It's not a retailer. So it's like if somebody might post a book up there, you know what I'm saying? And then it might get sold and then it's gone. So you gotta wait for another copy to come up. J and B rep those fours. That's what I'm trying to say. YG 400, yeah. Jay-Z album, yeah. All of that stuff is connected. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't tell y'all no lies now. You know what I mean?
Heaven
I wouldn't
and earth tell y'all again. No lies. Posing these people is very important.
That's why you got to be very careful with what you picking up, because you know what I'm saying? Like you and I don't shade nobody. If meditation makes you go through your day, whatever, and you just say, yeah, you know, I just don't indulge in it like that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, all of this stuff is connected, man. You know,
important. It's not too
sensational. They leave out the small details on purpose.
Sensationalized.
Yeah, porn star JR said third party basically. Yeah, it's like a you could find the book on Biblio, but you know what I'm saying?
Them, it is to expose them, to shine the light of day on them. People can't deny this is what's going on. Once we expose it, you just will not see this on the mainstream media, because their job is to distract and not to inform. And what we're doing here, the free alternative George Orwell. Christian media, is exposing, shining the light, getting the information out there so you can do your own research and verify what we're talking about.
But perhaps with all your jetting around.
Yeah. See, Tino Nico said, four is a representation of Jupiter. Yeah, I don't know all of the connections to the planets and stuff like that. But, Need for Speed said, it depends on your intentions behind your meditation. Yeah, I mean, that's why I said I don't want to, you know, shade nobody that meditates. I'm not saying your meditation is bad, but I'm just saying a lot of this stuff is all connected. You know what I mean? And it you know, it's like when I do videos for y'all, I never tell y'all, yo, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. This is evil. I tell y'all, you know, basically what these people are using. You get what I'm saying? The powers that they're using. And then a lot of us are, we either cling to it, or they, you know what I'm saying, or it defeats us, because, you know, they smart at doing this shit, man. They smart at doing this. Mike Drop said, Oh, Jay Stacks was popping. Mike Drop said, meditation is simply praying. That's a fact. That's a fact, Mike Drop. Read the Bible and think about how the verse resonates with you. That is a fact. Meditation is the same thing as praying. You're absolutely right, Mike Drop. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Skyrocket 7 said, do whatever you need to do to cleanse your spirit. And as long as you are righteous, I don't care what anyone believes in or study. I love everyone. We're fighting the same enemy. That is true. But if somebody picks up a religion, right, that can basically lead them down a wrong path, because I seen a lot of y'all said in the comments, right, that depression, anxiety, stress, all of these different emotions, right, they come from spirits. Because a lot of these people, a lot of younger people, right, they picking up these doctrines and they're not really doing the research on where it derives or comes from. Because let me be honest with y'all, if half of y'all knew where a lot of this shit came from and you start digging deep and seeing that it had a connection to the underworld, you probably would not fuck with it. You get what I'm saying? Just off the simple fact is, it'll show you, it'll be living proof that demons do exist. So then now you like, okay, if demons exist, then I probably shouldn't be messing with this. That means that, you know, there is an afterlife where these people reside from. You know what I'm saying? I eat Xanax. Okay. Religion can hinder your thinking. I agree. Meditation and prayer equal a manifestation. I mean, it's the same thing.
We have not had a chance to peruse today's headlines.
They keep showing movies and shit. China warns of war. The empire will strike back. That's the same thing with this brick shit.
I rather like the last one.
Oh, Charles E said, thanks for staying on YouTube and doing what you do. Peace, love, and God bless. Thank you, Charles E. You know what I'm saying? You and Malia have basically blessed this channel with its graces. Y'all gave me a housewarming gift by sending me super chats. This channel is very small, so all super chats I greatly appreciate on this channel. The other one, YouTube, be eating that shit up, man. So I thank y'all that sent in Cash Apps and also super chatted. I appreciate y'all. Anxiety, Joey Goose said, anxiety, it is a choice to have anxiety. Take deep breaths and count them and the anxiety goes away, or eat benzos. I can't tell y'all to promote, you know, to get on medication, because that's not the thing. But I'm just saying, a lot of people tap in with stuff and it get them knocked
it off. Isn't even mine.
I never believe what I...
Caesar had his legions.
I can't show movies,
Napoleon
man.
Had his... And the best... The Border Patrol!
All right, let's do it. Let's get
okay.
It.
So let's dedicate...
Morals and Dogma.
...this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the...
Okay, 33 degree Freemason Albert Pike, top left image. Wore the symbol worn around his neck and compared it to what was written about Jack Chick in regards to it being the literal Baphomet symbol. This is it right here. This is the symbol of Baphomet. It was worn by Aleister Crowley, this century's most notorious Satanist. And then Albert Pike got it on. Then you got Sovereign Grand Commander Henry C. Clausen. He got that shit on. I seen somebody else with that hat on too. I think Richard Pryor had that same shit on his
head. Ice agents for doing such an incredible job.
Look at this.
Right.
The arms cross. Look.
Al Wilson, a long time ago.
The arms cross.
And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have...
What are the odds that three teenage friends grow up to lead three countries? Meghan Markle, oh no, that's not the right person. Merkel is Germany. I don't know who May is. And then Guy Boscati, I don't know. And then she got Luthenia, I don't know.
Problem.
That's kind of crazy. They all connected.
We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is.
The mystery of lawlessness. Let's see. AMG said, this is old news. Okay, so it's old news, motherfucker. Go find some new news, nigga. The hell? We talking about this shit. We breaking down the connections to this shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's called the snake.
Oh, Trump.
On her way to work. One more.
Look, Trump talking about the snake.
You know what we're going to have? We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, the snake. It's called the snake.
The snake.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poop.
Wow, I did not know Hitler was a Freemason. I did not know that. It doesn't surprise me though. You know, he had a lot of power. You know, all of these people were Freemasons. Aleister Crowley, Bill Clinton.
Poor half frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. The border. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake.
Masonic youth, training teens in occult philosophy, rainbow girls, order of Demolay, Job's daughters. On the surface, these youth organizations seem harmless, but they are candy-coated versions of Freemasonry's ungodly doctrines, oaths, and rituals. Even more, they build up the egos of girls and boys through impressive titles like Senior Princess, Worthy Advisor, Honored Queen, etc. Protect your sons and daughters from these Masonic clubs. Now, I want to point out something that this shit said too. But they are candy-coated versions of Freemasonry's ungodly doctrines, oaths, and rituals. In the Bible, it said that you shouldn't take oaths. Some, I don't know the chapter, but I do remember seeing that. Like, taking the oath is against that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's against.
Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him.
Okay, let's see. When the mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seeing energies of Lucifer are in his hands, and before he may step onward and upward, he must prove his ability to properly apply energy. Manly P. Hall, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, said this. Chapter 4, The Fellow Craft. You know what I'm saying? This is all in the book. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Hemmett is close to being a master teacher. Yo, where is he though? Anybody seen him? I don't know where he is.
I'm up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk.
Look.
She hurried home from work that night.
Death slave pyramid.
And as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in.
St. Ignatius of Loyola and the Jesuits founded the Society of Jesus or Jesuits in 1540s, the same year of Christianity. What a coincidence. The same time. To lead attack on Protestants, wrote spiritual exercises. We just was talking about prayer, right? And meditation. Emphasized spiritual practices of Catholics. Troops of the Pope recatholicized large parts of Eastern Europe through education. So how can we deny the facts, y'all? How can we deny the facts? I'm just saying, it's all here for us, right? It's all here for us. You know what I'm saying? Joey Goody said, quit about Bobby, man. I mean, listen, man. Some people still follow his practices, man. You know what I'm saying? Artorius said, what's good, Jay? What's popping, man? Lions Whelp said, Jesus is king. Okay, all right, I'm all for what you're saying, but how do you feel, Lions Whelp, about this picture here where they saying that the Jesuits founded the Society of Jesus in 1540s? How do you feel about this, Lions Whelp? Do you still, because the Jesuits are the people that control the world. We know this, right? You heard, I did videos about Saturnalia and the Pope and all of these people doing all kind of perverted stuff at the Vatican and shit. So how do you feel about this, line as well? You know, I just want to know, you know. Jay-Z got an album called Magna Carta. What does that mean, though? You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? All right, Metalface 78. Salute to you, man. You spelled my name wrong. I don't know why Caucasian people like to call me J Marvel. My name ain't J Marvel. I don't watch Marvel comics. But he said, bruv, if you study UK history, it would be an interesting rabbit hole. I'ma look into that. Just leave some stuff in the chat that I could just look into. And when I watch the replay, I'll check it out. Let me see. Bobby Hemmett's info helped me think outside of the norm. Basically saying use your mind, which we are not doing. But a lot of his beliefs came. He focused on demons. You know what I'm saying? He would emphasize that Baphomet was good. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But salute to Bobby Hemmett, man, if he's still out there. I got no beef with that guy.
Had been revived.
The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success.
position between the fleets.
Fire one missile at the flagship of each fleet. The Chinese will think the British are rattling the saber. The British will think the Chinese are being belligerent. And the media will provide cool, objective coverage.
Yeah, he said, back then I read your name wrong too, but didn't say it. Nah, it's all good, man. I be messing with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I talk my shit just to troll y'all every now and then, just to keep it interesting, you feel me? But salute to Metal Phase, man. Ain't no harm, man. Ashley S. said, from what I could remember, when Constantine converted to Christianity after hearing the word of God preached by the martyred apostles, that's when Christianity was moved into Europe. Oh, that's a good point. Okay, that's a good point, Ashley S. Thank you for that. You know what I mean? I'm still, oh, okay, Lions Whelp answered back. They said, I think a lot of it is leading down a long rabbit hole. A lot of religions claim to worship Jesus, but was worshiping Baal, right? The days of the week and months and holidays are all named after their gods. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, I don't knock people that, you know, that believe in Jesus Christ, but I just try to figure out, like, how do y'all feel about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's just like when you find out, and I'm not comparing the two, but it's just like when you find out Santa Claus ain't real, right? You kind of, like, I don't know, man. But I always said Jesus did exist. I'm not one of those people that say Jesus didn't exist. He existed, you know what I'm saying? He was in the book. He existed. You know, he was a martyr. He was basically a martyr. You know what I'm saying? And you know? But wow, someone type ball.
Let the mayhem begin.
Oh, Metal Face said, fam, I'm black. Love your work. My bad, dog. My bad. I thought you... Because a lot of white people call... They used to call this show and call me J Marvel. So, you know what I'm saying? Jesus represents the sun. Yeah. Yeah. Malia said, ball, main. Yup. All of that shit.
Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, look, for heaven's sake.
All these different
crews. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Side that vicious snake. She clutched him.
He's saying
to her
the spell.
Bosom.
He's saying, Donald Trump is saying the spell right now. Listen.
Take me in.
He's saying the spell on whoever on the yo. Look.
Let the mayhem begin.
Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Side that vicious snake.
Look.
She clutched him to her bosom.
He ain't no good. No.
You're so beautiful, she cried.
He ain't no good either.
But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him.
And notice how the Vatican's Knights Templars do the same Masonic hand sign as the Freemasons do. All of this stuff is connected. These are the same people that created Christianity, man. You know what I'm saying? They imposed it on the black slaves in America, whatever you want to call it. You know, told us to get down with this and then use people like, what's that dude name from that movie? Not Fred something. The Son of God. God's son, the son of God, that's a fact. The son child.
And held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite.
Red sign. Following his father's death, Baal returns to Frankfurt to take over his father's business. Barber recognizes the significance of the red hexagram and changes his name from Barber to Rothschild. After the red hexagram or sign signifying 666 hanging over the entrance door. Rot is German for red. Schau is German for sign. So he changed his name on purpose. So this is why you got these people in power, because they getting the energy from this shit right here up in this shit, this damn corner here. They getting the energy from this shit. Darkson Punk said Trump a Jew. I wouldn't put it past him, dog. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't put it past him. I don't know what he's into, but I wouldn't put it past him.
Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake.
Look at all these groups.
Take me in, oh tender woman. Side the vicious sake.
I can't show you, General Chan.
Tis pretty skin again.
Just up.
Said the rep. Look. Poisonous.
Look, they showing all of the symbols here. So you got Order of the Tau, right? St. James Apostle Seco, whatever. Order of the Holy Scope Sepulcher. Order of the Knights. Knights Templar, St. Lazarus. Aviz. Calatrava. Santiago. Alcantara. Mount Joy, Knights of Teutonic Knights, or Knights of St. Thomas, St. George of Alfama. This is the upside down Satanic cross right here. Brothers of the Sword, all of these different groups.
Bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die.
Look, the Sphinx Society.
Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin.
The number 322. Look at this, y'all. This is a license plate. I don't know who this belonged to, but it says One Cloud. When I see this, I think of iCloud.
You knew damn well I was a snake before you took...
Donald Trump, 66 floor penthouse. Oh, that's another thing. Did I tell y'all about that shit? Bro, there's a building in New York, right? That's the number. I can't think of the address, but it's the 666 building in New York. You can Google it. There's a man that owns this building. He's a young kid. Now, they said Donald Trump's tower in the Trump Tower is in Manhattan. They said that the structure of the building is an arrow pointing down, and it's something with it's like 666 feet tall, some weird shit, and then it's right by the building, the 666 building in New York. Y'all can Google this shit though. And the kid, he's a 23-year-old, a young guy. He won't sell the building. Donald Trump was trying to buy it from him. He won't sell the building. But look at this. It says, Donald Trump's 66th floor penthouse exposes his idol sun god, Apollo, son of Zeus. The sun god Apollo equals Baal. Horus, Ra, Tammuz, the all-seeing eye. Look at this. Apollo led in his chariot. This is all in Donald Trump's crib. This is crazy. What's the statue of Eros in Psych? Oh, yeah. You know who Eros is. I told y'all about that shit. Greek vases in Athenian style family portrait. Baron's toy Mercedes. All right. Picture of Father Fred. Muhammad Ali tribute book. Trump. I don't see nothing, though. Just a bunch of stuff. I mean, the arrows and Psych statue is kind of crazy. And then you got the Apollo shit here, but... Oh, you got Greek vases. Yeah. Y'all see anything else in this damn... Do y'all not remember H1? Yeah. That's a fact. Kush made all the...
Be in!
But he will be just in time to take over the government.
Right. You realize how...
just keep it moving on this shit.
Governments are beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders. It offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Here's what I can guarantee. I'll be back.
Oh.
The next time I'm back, I may not be wearing a suit.
Oh.
The first time I came here, I was in jeans and a backpack.
Does that explain it, folks? Does that explain it?
Trust in me.
Commercial. I saw this too the other day. Yo, what y'all told me to look up? Jay, you gotta scope Pink Floyd, The Wall. Yeah, Off the Wall, The Wall is one of my favorite albums by Pink Floyd. I love that album. Used to be a Pink Floyd head, as y'all know. I used to love listening to Pink Floyd, man. What y'all told me to look up before? Oh, y'all want to see this Jerry Springer shit? Let me show y'all this Jerry Springer shit. Y'all tell me if this shit real or not. Somebody sent it to me, but I don't know. I don't want to, I don't spread fake news now. Tell me if this shit real, y'all. So this was before he died. He did this video before he died, y'all.
Joan kept me away from you with the threat of a...
Now he's talking, apparently he's supposed to be talking to the two black kids down here, and these three other people is his kids. These three individuals right here is his kids, and these two are his black illegitimate kids. I don't know if they adopted or what, but... Oh, 55 Felisa Day said, that video isn't real. Oh, it's fake? Oh, it is fake? Oh, okay, all right. Sean, yeah, he said, nah, it's fake. Oh, all right. We ain't gonna spread no fake news then. I was looking at it before I came on live. I was looking at this shit and I said, I don't know. It just don't seem sincere to me. Like, it don't seem, rest in peace to Jerry Springer, though. You know what I'm saying? But it just didn't seem sincere. And then the kids is cursing and shit, like, I was like, yeah. Oh, he said, oh, and Nelson said, it's a skit from a show, not real. Okay, all right, yeah, nah. I thank y'all for that. It was back in 2020. Okay, all right. Nah, because I looked at this shit and I was like, yo, is this shit real? Somebody sent it to me like, yo, you got to check this out. And I watched it and I was like, I don't know if I want to talk about this, but... It is what it is. It's from a play he was in. Oh, he did a play? All right. So then we ain't going to do that. Let me show y'all this video, and then I'm going to end the live, though. Let me show y'all this sick world we headed towards. And I pray. You know we got to go get the bullshit from here, from these folks. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to show y'all where we headed, y'all. This is kind of disturbing. And I couldn't even watch the rest of it, dog. Oh, that is up there. Okay, yeah, they said Jerry Springer has social media shocked after clip from virtual play leaves folks believed he secretly... All right, so it's a fake clip. All right. You know we don't do fake news over here, y'all. We gotta check first before we talk about anything. You know what I'm saying? I'd be damned if I have to go back and say, yo, I was wrong. What Young Buck said? 50. I was wrong. Nigga, Young Buck was crying. He said, 50. I was wrong. Yo, why does this stupid shit keep doing this every time? It keep putting me on the same damn page, dog. Come on, I don't want to sign up for this garbage. Where this shit at? It was a video that made me mad. And I was like, dog, YouTube better not get pissed I show this shit either. And hopefully they ain't show the kid. Ja Morant, you a damn fool, Ja Morant. Somebody said he trying to break away from the Illuminati. That's what they said. You know, he keeps showing guns on purpose after he got paid. He must don't want to do that shit. He don't want to play that game. Because you get me 200 million, nigga. You feel me? I'm going to start changing up. Let me see. Where this weird-ass video at? I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to find it, too. Oh, I got to skim through all this nigga shit. I got to skim through this shit. It wasn't this far back. My bad, y'all. I'm gonna find it. This video is disturbing. It wasn't this far back. This video is disturbing like a motherfucker, man. And this is the world we headed towards, y'all. I bullshit you not. This shit is crazy. Oh, this, I didn't went too far back. It's got to be page 2 then, because it got to be on page 2, because it was just the other day. Oh, here you go. Yo, look at this, y'all. Yo, YouTube, we're going to say this before I show this shit. YouTube, we showing this for educational purposes only, okay? This is no shape, form, or fashion of bullying, all right? We are speaking on an experiment, all right? This is an experiment. Now, I'm going to give y'all context on this video. So this is a transgender woman man. This is a transgender woman man. So they want to convince their kid that they are man. I'ma just play this sick shit.
Hey Journey, did you know that daddy's trans?
Now the kid growing up seeing this. The kid growing up seeing this, a man with a beard. Now, you don't think this sick individual that's telling this kid this is going to...
Daddy's trans. Did you know that daddy's trans?
Why? Why?
Do you care?
Yeah.
You do?
Why?
A lot?
No!
Did you know that daddy has a vagina?
What?! Why?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Is that vagina?
Yes.
Why are you teaching a child? What's wrong with these people? This nigga beard is fuller than mine. How is this nigga bitch beard fuller than mine? Bruh.
Okay. Good talk.
You scared the kid away. These are the people that control YouTube. These people. Bruh. This is dangerous. This shit is dangerous. This is dangerous, man. Teju said, I'm scared to have kids, man. Yo, you see this shit? They in school reading these children books with all of this stuff in it to the kids. I'm telling you, in the next 20 years, bro, mark my words, in the next 20 years, it's gonna be sus society. I'm gonna call it that. Suspect society. Everything gonna be sus. Everything gonna be sus. I was gonna do a video on this shit. They got Adidas. Now, mind you, right? When Kanye came out with his whole spiel about, you know, Adidas and shit, black people was on his side. We ain't rocking no Adidas until y'all fix this, that, and the third, right? Kanye played everybody, went back to Adidas like a good boy, right? And then, now they got a swimsuit for women, but they got black men modeling the swimsuit, dog. And now, what I want to say is this, why do you have to do that? What is the need to put that in an advertisement? What is the need for that? I just don't understand it. You know, that's not gonna make I don't even see that making a woman wanting to buy the swimsuit. If you see a black man in a swimsuit, how is that? That's not making people want to buy the shit. It's all about marketing. You supposed to put a BBW chick in the swimsuit, right? And then you model it off like this is how it would look. If you put a female, look, if you put a swimsuit, right, for females and put a man in it, how is she gonna even find it interesting? She can't relate to a man's body. She has a female body. So why are you putting that? All these people worship the hermaphrodite. This is hermaphrodite shit right here. The Baphomet and all of that shit with the titties and the male counterpart. This is hermaphrodite shit right here, son. This is hermaphrodite shit right here. Somebody said he looked like Queen's Flip. Yo, that's crazy. You said, That's funny, though. Yo, that's funny, man. All right, y'all. I've been on here about an hour. I thank y'all for tapping in with your boy. You feel me? Let's see. You know what I mean? We gonna do this real quick. You feel me? Yo, that shit crazy though. Yeah. Jay, get your folks. Yeah, nah, that ain't my peoples, man. Nah. Chill out on that. Paying homage to their demon god. Yeah. Ladies with hairy faces gonna grow out now. Yo, I don't even like that joke. That was fucked up. Y'all crazy as hell in this shit, man. Y'all should Google the Gay Manifesto written in 1987. It was a video, right, of a artist. And they did it. It was an old disco person. And they did a song. They was pushing the gay agenda back in the 80s, and they did a song about, it was like a song called, hold on, let me see, maybe I don't know if I can find it, whatever. Kanye is wearing leggings now. It don't shock me, dog. He's a slave forever. He gotta be signed forever. He can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? But all right, y'all, I've been on this shit long enough. Salute to everybody that hit the like button, sent the super chat in, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? I just came up here to do a quick live for y'all on Saturday and all that shit. You feel me?